Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime listeners and callers, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about Halloween and horror movies tonight, and Hollywood for a minute. What is your feeling on Halloween? I know it was just right around the corner, and a lot of people are getting excited. We know that right now it's a little early to be talking about it, but since a lot of people are into the entertainment and wanting to get scared, and I was listening to a video of on YouTube of Wes Craven about his horror movies, and he was saying that people like to get scared because they go to, like, parks where there's a lot of roller coaster rides, and that's the reasons why they came up with the idea of horror movies, because it's like going on a roller coaster ride. You know, a lot of people like to scream, a lot of people like to thrill, and they like to get scared, and that's one of the reasons why they made horror movies. And another reason is behind the door is the special effects that they have in movies nowadays and the messages that come from movies. And we know that a lot of the supernatural things that happen to us are almost like similar, very similar to the movies that we have today. And the entertainment part of it, you know, is really interesting how everything plays out in our reality. So what's your feel on that, Roy?
Well, that's interesting because I think mainly what Halloween does more than any is it lets people go outside of their character and become another character, whether that be, you know, a connection with werewolves, vampires, or, you know, just about any character they would want to be. And they become that. You know, it's almost similar like to a movie, you know, when somebody goes and watches a Western or a sci-fi, they have a connection with that character in that movie. Either something like that, you know, that when they were a young kid, they used to act and go through different, you know, they'd role play, you know, and become that character. And I think mainly is to step outside of this reality and make that connection. And, you know, and I think that's where a lot of people really enjoy that. What's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, I do too, and I can agree with that. I think, sort of like what Wes Craven was saying about how people like to get scared, and that's the reasons why they go to haunted houses, because they like the special effects, they like the entertainment, and everybody likes to be entertained. You know, they like entertainment, whether it be a bar or going to a movie on the weekends, you know, like on Fridays and Saturdays. And a lot of people don't know why, but they want to escape this reality, and there's nothing wrong with escaping reality, because reality can be painful for a lot of people, because you're either breaking up with their boyfriends or girlfriends, or they don't feel like they're getting attention from people. You know, instead of breaking the law or doing something stupid, you know, there's other things that you can do, like with entertainment. But you have to be in a place like Vegas or a place somewhere where there's a lot of entertainment and a lot of fun to do. A lot of people would say Vegas to them is kind of boring, but because all there is gambling, but that's not all there is. You know, there's a lot of beauty there because of the lights and the people. And there's a, and if you never lived there before, you don't know until you live there what kind of fun you'll have. You know, like I used to look forward to going there when I was a kid, but then at the same time, as you're a kid, you don't, you really can't do a whole lot there because you're limited because of your age. But as you get older, you kind of want to explore more. You know, you want to go around and see different things in the entertainment, if that's the kind of business that you're in, you know. And we're not really, you know, if you're not really an outdoor person, you don't want to be in a place where there's a lot of solitude. You want to be, if you're more of a city person and you like entertainment, then that's where, you know, you resonate. And so you have to go to places where you resonate and not really so much look at what you've lost, but what you're gaining from it. And you're trying something new, you know. That's how you got to look at life. You're trying something new. And a lot of people look at that as something, you know, scary, because a lot of people don't like to pull out of their comfort zone. So, anything you want to share that, Roy?
That's interesting. Like you mentioned, you know, what do, you know, what can you resonate with? You know, what makes you feel good? You know, what brings you happiness? You know, whether that be entertainment, you know, gambling or dancing or whatever, you know, something that you connect with, you know, and it helps relieve or take off any stress, or, you know, you just forget about, you know, things that are going on, you know, around this and connect with that. So, yeah, you know, that's the main thing is doing what we enjoy doing. And I just wanted to share that with you. Do you have any more, Agent?
Well, another thing is, you know, like if somebody sees a magician on stage, we know that it's all, you know, we know that it's all an illusion. But to other people, it can be real because they look at it as real because it's something fun and something exciting, you know, to see a magician on stage or a hypnotist. They enjoy the show, you know, and that's the main thing is people are going out and enjoying themselves on the weekends, and they don't really have a lot to do in some places, you know, like some places back east, they don't have all that stuff, but you go more in the big cities like New York, Las Vegas, places like that, you know, people, they're looking for, like you say, they're looking for entertainment, and they're going to have a lot of fun, you know, watching somebody on stage, you know, because you're part of the act. But, you know, when you were saying, Roy, when you were saying, like, well, I'll just give you an example. When Richie was on stage and he dropped the magic ball and he kind of made a big deal out of it, but a lot of people in the audience, they don't really know. They don't really know what's going on unless you tell them, you know what I mean? Or you just pretend it didn't happen. Say, hey, it's just part of the act, it's part of the show. They don't really know. All they're paying customers. They just want a good show, you know. They don't care what happens. But whatever does happen, it happens for a reason, because it's telling you that this is part of the movie. This is part of the, you know, this is part of the show for that night. And in Hollywood, what they do is they take the actors and they keep going over and over on a scene line, you know, like on a line. They have to get it right. So in order to perfect it, they have to keep doing it over and over until they get it right. And that's what it was like when I took drama, when I went to my drama class. We had to get the scene down. You have to remember a lot of the lines. And if you don't have a good memory, you know, that's where hypnosis comes in, because it can help you to remember a lot of things. But at that time, I was just kind of getting to know hypnosis. But at the same time, I really didn't have to go, I didn't have to do what they wanted me to do. I could just put on a demonstration with what I know. You know, and that's where Maxwell saved me, because I was failing. And then he gave me the tools to say, hey, I can graduate now. I can put on a show and everybody will like it. You know, that's kind of where I was saved at that time, because I didn't know what else to do, you know. So he kind of gave me the confidence. And when you're a hypnotist or you're a celebrity, everybody looks at you differently, you know. They look at you in the what is that saying goes, the light, you know, the lamb light. What that means is you're in the spotlight. And okay, with people with short hair, I'll just tell you, they might be more trusting, but people with longer hair, you know, people that get on stage and they have longer hair, some people may not feel comfortable with that, but at the same time, you kind of stand in the light of the stage, and people kind of like that, you know, because you're more into the act. Does that make sense?
Right.
So that's kind of what Wes Craven was saying about his movies. Different directors do different things, you know, and people with longer hair, they might not be as trusting, but people with longer hair, there's some qualities to that too, because people will come up to you and they'll feel like they can trust you, you know. So there's kind of like pros and cons to both, you know, where if you're overweight and you're more skinny, people look at you differently on stage. So people's different personalities too. You know how you're saying that even on stage, like if you turn a certain way or you turn towards the audience, you know, like they told me in drama never to turn your back towards the audience. You know, always keep in front of your audience so that they can see you. I believe that's true, because they have to, you know, you're the number one star. You're the ones that people are looking at when you're on stage, you know. So it's just like you're the main.
Well, the main
you're
thing
the main
is that everybody wants to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be, you know, on the landline, but at the same time, some people don't choose to be, because they have something to, you know, have a fear to hide. But like I was talking to a friend, he said, I'd never get up on stage like that like you do, get up in front of 500-600 people or 100 people. And I told him, in high school I used to be really shy, but that's where, you know, when we met Maxwell, that's when he broke up my confidence, you know, to get up on stage and just get up there and do with what you know best and what you do. You know, it's not about trying to impress somebody. It's about, you know, how far can you take it, you know, your confidence. Because like I said, people look at you different because you're like a celebrity. And it doesn't matter how many years, you know, but that comes with experience, you know what I mean, when you're on stage. So you learn something different every time. So that's kind of my opinion on that. What do you feel of that, Roy?
Well, that's interesting. And main thing is, you know, like I said before, you know, connecting and doing the things that we love, and and you know, fulfilling that dream. Whether if you want to be a dancer, a singer, or you know, any kind of entertainment. Main thing is you do have to, you know, resonate with it.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable with it, you know, and it becomes work for you, then chances are you're not resonating, you're not connecting with it. So
yeah.
You have to find something else.
Well, you remember that part when Mr. Holland talked to his student when she was struggling, and he told her to vision. He said, "What makes you happy?" She said, "My hair." And he told her to visualize. She said, "My mother told me my hair looks like the sunset." And he says, "Visualize the sunset on your hair." And then she started visualizing. And she started playing the instrument. And he told her not to stop. He told her, keep going. You know, why you stop and keep going. And she started playing almost like she wasn't even struggling. Her subconscious took over. And, you know, he might not have known much about the subconscious mind, but he knew that if you visualize, then your subconscious mind will activate and it'll start taking over spontaneously, you know. Just like when you had that kid flip upside down, he did a backflip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think about it. He just visualized it and his subconscious just took over.
Right.
He didn't know that he was athletic like that. A lot of people aren't athletic like that because they might have a bad back or they can't bend over far enough to touch their feet. Like if you bend over and you try to touch your feet, a lot of people can't do that. They can't touch the tip of their toe, you know. And that means that their spine is crooked and it's not straight. So that's why their body turns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're walking, you could tell when somebody's walking if their spine's straight or not. But that's a weakness that, you know, subconsciously that people can work on, you know. Doesn't mean you're doomed for life, but you can work on those muscles because our brain is like a muscle. And everything in your body is a muscle. You can work on it. So that's my thought on that.
How are we doing on callers tonight, Agent?
Well, we got a few callers here. We got 619 and we got 801 on there. Let's go to the 619. You're on the air, Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
this is Donna. How are you?
Good. And where are you from?
I'm in San Diego.
And, how can we help you tonight?
I just want to see. I could ask a psychic question. Yes, is that correct?
Any question that you have?
Okay. Well, I'm going to be moving sometime this year. Moving to my boyfriend's, and that would require getting another job. I just wanted to see if there was anything. We were thinking about maybe doing something together. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were regarding my new job when I move.
Are you moving out of state? Or?
No, it's just the next county. It's only an hour away. It's my hometown.
Just an hour away. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, have you lived together before?
Not time over there, but not actually officially moved in, like my stuff. So,
yeah. And how do you feel about this?
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned about the job situation. If,
mm-hmm.
if I'll find something that I'm happy with, or if I'd like to kind of work for myself, that would be ideal. So.
And what kind of work would you do?
Well, I'm a hairstylist, so I can pretty much do anything in that area. Yeah, so that's what I know. Anything else.
Okay.
Or maybe just, you know, any type of service type work for, you know, just anybody that needs help with anything. I'm pretty domestic, so.
Okay.
I'm just going to explore my options and see, you know, see what's available. And...
Okay. Adrian, what are you showing in your charts?
All right. What did you want me to look at?
Jobs. The job area, like for when I move, I'll have to be changing. I'll be changing jobs, so I just wanted to see what you picked up.
Do you
on,
want to let me look
on.
At business decision?
Yes, there you go.
Okay. What kind of work are you wanting to do?
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm a hairstylist, so I can do anything in that area. Or I can do anything domestic related. I'm pretty good with just any type of domestic work. Maybe, you know, I'm pretty open. I just want to whatever is probably well suited for me. I'm just gonna explore my options and see what the universe kind of maybe presents to me. So
now, when you say domestic.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What do
you
mean
like
by
maybe
that?
Child care, maybe assisting, you know, like personal assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right,
then I can always venture off into like parties for like kids. I mean, I work at a kids' salon now, so I can always, I'm thinking about maybe putting some advertising out there and see how that pans out. Parties for
the business in chart is bringing up for you to do your research more.
Okay.
So you want to do the hair thing. That's kind of what I'm getting. Let me see here if that would be good for you.
It's what I know, yeah.
Yeah, the hair thing will be good for you. That's 50%. That's where you want to be.
Okay.
Should
I look in a salon or should I just try to do it on my own? I wonder if that will be successful.
Do it on your own.
Have your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can do it. Right. Yeah, that'd be.
But it is saying you need to do more research.
Okay. I will. I'll do that. What about my person that I'm, if you don't mind checking in to see what he was working on a job for a long time, but they went, it was for BMW and now he's going to have to look for another job. Maybe you can look to see what areas that he might be getting into.
It's also bringing up new locations.
Yeah.
So it is saying that you need a new location.
Yeah, I'm going to be moving, so that'll be a new location for sure.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Cool. Do you mind looking at the for my boyfriend?
Okay, what do you want to know about your boyfriend?
Yeah, just he's going to find another job at. Just wondering if there's a, I'm not sure what he's gonna end up doing, but if there's anything that's showing
up
for that though.
Do you know what he's good at?
You know, he's multi, you know, task. He can do pretty much anything.
Is he a mechanic at all?
No, not mechanic, but he's more like maybe. When he was working for BMW,
Sales?
No, but he'd be good at that. I can see him being a good salesperson. You know, people like him.
Because I'm getting that he needs to work for a dealership.
Oh, okay. And
what's the percentage on that one, Nathan?
That one's 40%.
Okay.
So that's
really
a low
fishing
one.
Yeah, fishing is his passion. Anything fishing, he's...
I mean, what about like a tour guide?
Right, like maybe take people out on fishing type of a, like date.
Yeah,
I think
like
that's
fishing,
that was, yeah, we brought
trips.
That, I mean, we definitely, well, he did mention
that. Yeah, fishing
that,
will be good for him.
Because he just loves it so much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fishing guide or something.
Anything that, yeah, there's a lake. There's a couple lakes where we live, so that would be, I thought that would be a great idea for him. You know, I don't know what it would be like during the, you know, not the summer months, but.
That's
but,
a good time to go out on a boat.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
he doesn't go up on
that
lake,
so
his boat.
The fish go a lot deeper in water.
Yeah. You'd have to
just
get a bigger boat.
Just watch out the steam monsters.
Yeah. What's that?
I said, watch out for the sea monster.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, right.
I saw that online.
Well.
They had a sea monster on the online. It was showing a picture of one.
So the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
That's like a fable. Yeah. People say that there's a Loch Ness Monster.
That I saw.
Yeah. Who really knows? You never know. What's up, you know?
No, you never
know
whether it's fine.
Right? I don't know what lake it was in, but it was an awfully big one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds promising, so that'd be nice to hear.
Now, it's when you move, are you close to any lakes or by the ocean or anything?
There's a couple lakes in the area. So...
Yeah,
he lives
on
in a little community with a little private lake, so right there. Mm-hmm. And then there's another lake about maybe half an hour away, and then another one about, there's like three lakes all within, 45 minutes. So.
And another thing that came to me for you is setting up, like, parties for kids.
I know, I mentioned that. That's what I mentioned. So, I can see myself doing that, I'm gonna explore that. I'm going to do my research, like... That's the area that I would have to do more research for that.
I mean, you could do birthday parties. You could do, all kinds of different kinds of parties.
Yeah. I'm thinking that would be good. Yeah. Well, great. That's encouraging. I'm going to go ahead and...
Well, the main thing is using your talents, using your skills, using your creativity and connecting and resonating with the... whatever you love doing,
Right, I agree.
That's
I just
the
probably
whole idea.
Get a little confirmation, that kind of helps,
Yeah,
well, thank you so
much. Yeah, do you feel that this guy's your twin flame?
I do. What do you pick up on this?
What are you getting, Nathan?
Well, there's some type of close connection. I don't know, definitely, we're drawn to each other.
50%.
50%.
How many?
50.
Uh huh.
So that's showing a yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a connection. We're definitely drawn to each other.
That's good because you're gonna, both your energies together, you'll go a long way.
I think so too. Right. I'm excited to start,
It's going to be a good move for you.
I think so, too. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you so
much.
The
main thing is not to focus on doubt.
No.
Only focus on what you want to,
exactly.
The steps that you need to take to get into where you need to go.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
You
are so welcome. And,
all right.
Thank you
Take
for
care,
calling.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great evening. Bye now.
Have a great evening. Let's go ahead with the next caller, Agent.
All right. Let's go to the next caller, the 443 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Felicia. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm from Maryland.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm calling to get more clarity on where I'm headed financially and career-wise, because I'm in the process of trying to find another job and relocate and move in the same state, just a different city.
Now, are you going out of state of where you're at?
No, same state, different city.
Same state, just different city. And what kind of, what line of work do you do?
Well, I'm currently working in the healthcare on administrative ends. So I'm looking to make sure
so
I...
more of a first job?
Yeah, make sure I find a more career-oriented job because I do have my degree and I want to continue to go to grad school, but I would like to find a job that is capable of making... I want to find a job that has opportunity to make it into a career.
Right. And, Adrian, what are you getting career-wise for her? You know, what's the percentage on that?
I'm sorry?
I'm just checking with Adrian. He's looking at his charts.
Okay.
Well, the career-wise is at 50%.
So that would be a good move for you?
What would be a good move for me, I'm sorry?
That, you know, the plans that you have, you know, the kind of job that you want to, you know, go into a career, that would be, you know, the right path for you. Main thing is, what's your reason for wanting to move?
To just branch off on my own. I just graduated college about a year and a half ago. I would like to be financially independent, live on my own, and just the city that I'm located, I think, just has better. The city that I'm leaning towards has better opportunities, and I feel like I know that I'm drawn towards there. So I have no question about the location and everything. It's just the only thing I'm concerned about is finding a good job and to continue to stay in the health field on the administrative end. It's my only worry.
What I'm getting from you is that where you're at right now, things are sort of stagnant for you. You feel like you're not moving ahead, and by moving somewhere, you know, into another city, that's going to be like a new beginning for you.
Mhm.
Is that what's going on?
Yes, that's kind of what I said in different words.
Okay. And are you living with family now or friends?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to branch out and be on your own and start expanding, you know, into the kind of goals, you know, that you want to get accomplished. And that's great, you know, that's where you need to focus. You know, you're focusing in the right direction. And, Adrian, what are you getting on the chart showing after she makes this move, what's going to happen?
Okay. You mean in her business decision?
Yeah.
Well, the relocation will be good. Let's see what percentage that'll be. That's at 70%.
Wow, that's great.
And...
what about her new job?
Let's look at her new job, the percentage. And her new job will be at 60%.
That's great.
we can move that up for her if you want, but if we move up the vibration, it might be overwhelming for her. Let me check if it will be. Yeah, it says it would burn her out, so we'll just keep it at 60% right now.
Right.
I don't want to change any timelines or frequencies or anything that would burn her out, you know what I mean?
Well, the main thing is you want to ease into something. You don't want to, you know, let it overwhelm you.
Well, that could cause a lot of stress.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
And is this relationship going to continue after you move?
Yes.
You're going to move in together?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay. Ethan, what are you seeing with this relationship?
Well, my guides want me to ask her a question. Are you grounded?
I believe I am.
All right, let me check and see if you're grounded. Okay, so it is saying yes, you are, because you believe it. And that's why I wanted to ask to see what your response was. So let's look at your connection with the relationship. And your connection with the relationship's at 60%. You got a lot of 60% here.
Has he been supportive in your decision?
Yes.
Yeah.
And have you been meditating?
Recently, no. And I've actually just decided today that I'm going to go back to yoga and just start just having time to just center myself and meditate to clear my head at times.
Yeah, because that says if you meditate, that will take you up to 70%.
Okay.
And you will be more grounded. You need to be up 70% when you're grounded.
Okay.
I know you're at 60, but you need to be up 70 because you're at a higher frequency and you're more grounded in that frequency. And when you meditate on a pyramid. That's what my guides are showing me.
Okay.
For protection around you and your husband or boyfriend or whatever, your twin flame. Let's see if that's correct. Yeah, that's correct. That's what my guides want you to do.
So, okay.
That's what you need to do. And any time when there's any obstacles or something is telling you not to do something or something comes up, then that means you're not meant to do it. It means to do something else. That's what your guides want you to do. To try something else. Don't keep trying it because it won't work out, you know?
Right.
Because me and my dad always, when we say we see red flags, that usually means it's not meant to be.
Okay, and are you speaking from a perspective from career-wise or my move or my relationship? I'm confused on
anything.
Okay.
You know, that's anything. Anything in life. It's, you know, it's just all part of synchronicity. It's all part of what the universe wants you to do, not do. You know, and usually it's kind of like when you're going down a road and you see a stop sign, do you keep going or do you just stop? See what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't follow the rules of the road, then you end up hit by a train or a car. So that's usually what happens to people because they don't follow their intuition.
Right.
You know, they think they can control everything and you can't. You can't control everything. You just got to go with the flow of the ocean, you know.
I agree. I try.
It's just like you stand in the middle of the ocean, and the ocean can knock you down. The weight can. But if you stand sideways, the ocean can't knock you down. And that's how life is. It's like the ocean.
Right.
Because we're all emotional, you know. And the wave will knock you over, you know, and drag you under. So, and you want to stay above the water, not under the water, you know. As I put it, the waves come in and the waves go out. So anytime when the waves come in, it goes out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Usually what I meditate on in meditation. So that way when anybody attacks me, it'll go in and then it will go out just twice as hard. And then they get knocked over, you know.
How has your family and friends, have they been supportive of you making these decisions of wanting to move?
I'm sorry?
Has your family and friends been supportive of your decisions?
I want to say kind of, sort of.
Does it matter?
Part of it's been playing a factor that it does matter.
Main thing is, you know, is your happiness what's important.
Right.
Because a lot of people, I don't know, they're not, they might act like they're supportive, but really they're not, because, you know, whether it be out of envy or jealousy or whatever, the main thing is, you know, what is your intuition, Tanya? You know, what direction do you need to go, and what, you know, you plan on doing in the future?
Right.
Or even being in the present.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last statement about the present and future?
Well, the main thing is, you know, whatever choices that you make, you know, what you want to get accomplished, you know, where you want to go, not to focus on, you know, things that don't work, but focus on what will work.
Okay.
After you started your schooling and stuff, did you get a vision of where you wanted to go with this?
Well, I'm going to start grad school next year. My goal is to find a job that will be supportive financially of that, and to continue to grow in the health field so I can kind of grow with the company.
Right.
So, also, part of the issue is that I'm in a financial bind, and I honestly don't want to settle just for a more higher-paying position. So I am capable financially moving out, but my main focus is to try to find a job that has all the qualities I'm looking for, and you know, so I can continue to go to grad school to get into the administrative healthcare industry and management. So. When I was an undergrad, I already decided, I was kind of wishy-washy and unclear, but I knew I wanted to own a business to help people, to help empower them. So that's my ultimate goal, is just to have a business, or at least dedicate myself to help empowering others as far as taking back their health and taking back their power when it comes to their health, and just having a healthy lifestyle, mentally, spiritually, and, of course, physically.
That's wonderful. I mean,
that is.
Everything that you said is, you know, is for the highest good. And, you know, that's what pretty much in alignment with what the universe is willing to give back to you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. See, most people it's always about me, me, me. And that's not how the universe works. A lot of it is, what are we willing to give? You know, how are we willing to help? What are the steps that we have to take in order to be more of unconditional love?
Right.
And I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're going to need to go on to the next caller now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. And Adrian, you have another caller?
Let's go to the 313 area. Good evening, it's Nana. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I had to stay up to midnight to hear my favorite gentleman.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Joining us tonight.
Okay. What did you say?
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, really good. I'm just trying to calm down and a lot of spiritual downloads. having a wonderful time, because I'm blossoming and it's amazing. Wow, you know, the first lady that was the hairdresser?
Right.
I had a, there's this thing. I hope she's still listening, because if she has a portable hairdresser cart thing, she can go to the senior homes and wash their hair and fix it up for them. There's a lot of people doing that now. And become independent.
That's interesting that you would bring that up, because during the time of Hurricane Katrina.
Yes.
I guess there was some hairdressers that went there, and people were so devastated by all the things that had happened there.
I saw that. They had portable hair.
Yeah.
Boy, that was wonderful. I saw that.
Yeah.
So, you know, because that came to me, because I knew a young lady who did that in the 80s, and she became rich.
What did she?
Doing hair at senior citizen buildings, and set up a portable hair cart to, you know, make them feel better and do their hair. And then I used to be a kid coach. Ah, that's so amazing. So she said that I had, and you told her to be a kid coach. I had an incredible flash in that, since he likes to fish, and they're by the lakes. They can have, you know, I used to do Girl Scout weekend, you know, really beautiful parties. But we were indoors at a big indoor tennis club.
Wow.
But they would stay, and we would have really, you know, positive affirmations, have fun. But they can go and have, like, fishing weekends with barbecues and that kind of kid party.
Wow.
I just, that went through my head while she was on. But I hope she's listening, especially because she wants to be an independent hairdresser. I see that as an opportunity. So I just added on to your reading, because it was like, huh, what? Every time I thought of something, you said it. I'm like, I love it. Oh, my goodness, I'm having fun. How are you, Adrian?
The main thing I was fishing for some research, and that's where I was drawing that from.
Where are you from? Yeah. What is your accent?
Actually, I'm from Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, what were you saying?
I was just saying, how are you? I'm doing great. Oh, good, good. I know you like UFO stuff, so would y'all let me share a quick story about when I got chased by one?
Wonderful.
Yeah, y'all like that one? Okay, I was in high school. I was about 16. And my brother would, you know, keep an eye out for me because we got her home around the same time. So I get off the bus. I have to walk three and a half blocks. So I'm walking from the bus stop, and all of a sudden, the sky starts turning orange. And, you know, I'm looking in front of me, and everything is this orangish color. Then everything stood still. The birds stopped tweeting. I'm like, I'm walking, and I'm like, what's going on here? What's going on here? So all of a sudden, I turn around, and this huge geodesic red, orange, extraterrestrial. It was a dark being. You know, it was a dark ship. They were trying to get me. So I said, oh, my goodness. So I started walking really fast, and it started going faster. And I got, to my street corner. So I had, four houses to get to my house. So I'm like, okay. It's getting faster. And it sounded like a big vacuum. And my brother's sitting there with his hands on his knees watching the whole thing. He's, 6 years old. He's watching it going, it was nothing, right? So I started running. Everything just stopped. I mean, it was like the world stopped. So the strategy was, I'm like, okay, Angel. I'm like, oh, my goodness. They can't get me. They cannot get me. So I got to this house before my house, and I made a sharp turn, ran through their yard, up my steps, grabbed my brother, rolled through the door. You know how you hit the ground and roll. I made it. I outsmarted it because it thought I was going to keep going straight. Woo! My brother and I got to the living room window. It got to the corner where I lived, and then it saw it. He missed his turn, so it just went straight up into the sky. And I'm like, what? Oh, it was so funny. But, yeah, my brother, I grabbed him and rolled in the house tuck and roll. Yay. But I won, thank goodness.
I have to tell you something real quick. Always told Adrian, you're either the quick or the dead.
That's true. That's for sure. Especially when you're like us, because you never know what you're dealing with or who you're dealing with or who has control over who you're dealing with, you know. And like I say, you know how people touch you on your top of your back of your spine. They can put an implant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can implant you, and you don't even know what happened. They pretend like they're hugging you, and they just tagged you. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Ooh. You like that one, Adrian?
I do. That was awesome.
Adrian, I want you to share with her what happened when you were living in those apartments, and there was that glass window that was up above by your ceiling.
Oh, like a sky window, one of those.
Like a skylight or sky window.
Oh, tell, Adrian.
Probably, I had the grays come and visit me a lot when I was sleeping, and they would just look in my window, so I had to cover them. I didn't even know why I was even covering them, but I covered them because they kept looking in with their shit.
Wow. He was like, come on, give me a break, you know.
Yeah.
But they're tracking, you know, they've been tracking you. But those were good ones. Those were good grades, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
They
weren't bad ones.
Well, this is an interesting apartment that Adrian lived in because prior to that, Adrian came home. It was during the fall, and it was raining that night, and there was a lady standing at the bottom of his stairwell, and she was coming home, and she was standing there barefooted, and she was crying. And Adrian asked her what was wrong, and he looked at her, and it looked like She looked like the lady from The Ring, the movie The Ring.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
She was creepy.
So he went up.
Adrian?
He went upstairs and closed his door, and he thought, yeah. And then at what was it, 2 o'clock in the morning, Adrian, as he was looking in your window?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the same lady?
Same lady.
She was,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much longer did you wait to move out of there?
Yeah. I didn't want to go back.
I don't blame you. Oh.
But the bad part was he moved after that to a house, and
uh-oh.
He had only been in that house a couple of weeks, and one of the roommates took Adrian in the back by the back door, and he goes, "Do you know what this is?" And there was a long black stringy hair with some blood on it.
Oh, what?
By the back door.
Ew. Oh.
Yeah.
What Adrian said, I don't want to know.
No. I'll pass on that one.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He's had his experiences with different spirits or ETs and all these other
Have you had any angels show up?
Yeah.
Have you had any angels or any experience?
Actually, we met an angel one day.
Uh-huh.
He was an older man.
Oh, okay.
And he was at the swap meet. This was during the daylight hours.
Sweet.
And he was giving away some, I don't know if he was working with the angels or what, but he gave me and Adrian both a gift from the angels.
How sweet. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He came to meet you.
Yeah. And this was interesting. Right about that same time, they were looking for a girl that got kidnapped. Her name was Elizabeth Smart.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever hear about her?
Oh, wow.
Because my angels had told me they know where she's at. Would you like to know? And I thought, I don't know about this, but go ahead. He goes, she's in California right now, staying with the family.
Mm. Wow.
And that right at that time, nobody knew anything about her location. And he told us that the angel said that if you want to go tell the police, that's okay. And I thought, we better not, we just better keep that one to ourselves, because right away they would accuse us of the kids.
Right, and not only that, but because it's in California and you weren't there, so it was like a different energy altogether.
Right.
Right. Now, sometimes it's better to pull back and send prayers.
Yeah.
That's
2 weeks later, she was reported being in California, and that's when they found her in Utah.
Okay, so cool. Okay.
Yeah.
See? Uh-huh. Well, I know you sent prayers, and then, you know, I know you helped, but like I say, sometimes you just have to help from, you know, home. That's my, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you're helping on the radio now. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yay.
Well, we thank you for sharing that with us, and we love the energy that you put out in helping now what you're doing also. Yeah.
Oh, yay! You know, this is weird because I know this is strange because these were like ninjas, but I was like 6-7 years old. Maybe they were the ones that put the implant. I don't know. I had so many chasing me. But all of them are off me now. But I was like 6 or 7 years old, And this one, y'all get a first. I haven't told this one before. Okay. Yeah, I was laying in my bed, okay, because I still hadn't acclimated to everybody not being spiritual, right? So I'm laying there, and I said, oh, okay, well, let me just float up and go out in the backyard and see what's going on. And I actually formed a Merkaba of white light, and I went outside. I'm sitting inside my little bubble, and I look around, and it's dread dark, and it's dread silent. And then the angel said, get your butt back home. And I was like, phew, and I was back in my body. And then a few minutes later, three ninja-looking dark people, and they just had the slit on their eyes. They was all black, standing over my bed, white watching me. I'm like, what? And I screamed bloody murder. My dad came. I'm like, it's three men. He's like, where? I was like, they were standing over the bed. So he went all through the house and everywhere. And he says, ain't no men up in here. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I stayed awake until I went to school with no sleep. So the next night, they were back again.
Wow.
Didn't know what to do. I'm like, So I screamed, and he said, all right, one more time, and I'll beat you. Because, he would beat us. So I'm like, so they came back one more time. I guess the angels got, but three nights in a row, they would look like ninjas. But that was like I was in the 50s, okay?
Wow.
I'm like, So I always wondered, who they were. Because that was, and then, so when I saw the ninja movies, I'm like, uh-oh. When I saw Bruce Lee in there, and you know, the ones with the black, I'm like, uh-oh, they look familiar. But, yeah, that's a good one, huh?
That's interesting. The first thing that came to me is we saw a movie well back. It was called The Brain Smasher. And in the movie, there's this one scene where this lady says, now, you be careful now. I'm going to send the ninjas after you.
Oh, shoot. Well, they came after me. But like I say, it was three. They never came back after that. But I got, I got 12 guides and a couple of angels. So you have to deal with higher forces. If you can't get me like that.
Tell her about the paladin, Dad, that I met.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of the movie where we learned about paladins?
Jumper?
Paladin?
You ever heard of paladin?
No. Only on the... When I thought about it,
there was a movie
with Hoss and his brother's name was Paladin.
Yeah.
You remember that movie? What was it? With Michael Landon when you said Paladin, I remember that. Yeah. Remember Paladin? He was a cowboy all dressed in black, right? And old. Oh, my goodness. Okay, tell the story. So what is a paladin? A spirit? What?
Okay, what a paladin is, in the movie The Jumpers, you ever seen the movie Jumpers?
Well, I have to avoid some movies because I know some are real and I just can't get involved. So some of them I don't watch. So, no, I did not see it.
What the movie was about was there was these people that had different abilities. They were able to jump from one, parallel to another.
Uh-huh. I've heard of jumpers. Okay.
And what this guy was doing was he was going around robbing different banks and taking different riches. And by the time they'd find him, he would already be like in Egypt or where, or somewhere else with all this money.
He was like a quantum jumper kind of thing.
Like a quantum jumper, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
They would hire these paladins to go looking for them.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And what
they were like another dimensional, bounty hunter?
Yeah, like a bounty hunter.
From another dimension?
From another dimension.
Oh, I figured that one out quick, didn't I? I'm like, my mind,
and
I got a good imagination.
what's interesting is Adrian met one of the paladins.
What?
Yeah.
What was that about? What happened?
Adrian, go ahead and explain that one to him.
Yeah, what happened, Adrian?
Well, he was telling me that he was a paladin on a mission to kill an angel that I know, a friend of mine that's an angel, and he was looking for him because he stole something from them, and I didn't give him any information on his name or whatever.
Yeah.
But he told me that if I gave him information, he would have to kill me too. So I didn't give him any information.
Do you surround and protect yourself like big time every day, I hope?
Yeah, I have to put an umbrella. I have to put an umbrella around me 24/7. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, add an invisible shield and ask Archangel Elohim to surround you in a red ring of fire every morning. And Archangel Violet Bubble, Archangel Michael with gold lining. Because y'all are shining so bright. You know, we only got a few more months to go before they can't, you know, paladins don't show up no more.
Yeah, and then
please, Adrian, oh my goodness, surround yourself. I'm asking you, please, do it for me. Yay. Really, you're very, very bright, man. You're showing like
no more
15
rings.
Light bulbs over there, okay?
Don't bring any more rings. I don't want them.
Who, you?
I don't want any more ring ladies.
No,
protection?
Lady from the ring.
No, I meant Archangel Elohim. That's another, that stops negativity burn off before it can even reach you. This is an angel.
Good.
It's got nothing to do with that, what you're talking about. I don't blame you about that, though. Okay. You're silly. Y'all got callers on the line. I don't mean to hold you up. Y'all send me some love, you know. Keep the magic coming. I love you guys. Thank you for being in my life. We're going
to
be on each other's show. Email me so you can come on my show. I'd love it now.
No. Are you ready for us? Main thing is we like to blow everybody's mind.
Well, you do every time. So I'm just saying, if you have more callers, I know they need y'all magic. So
yeah.
I just want to let you know I'm listening and I love you. And email me soon, okay?
Yeah. We thank
you. Thank
you,
Adrian.
Our love you.
I love you.
For the
I'm
new
sending up.
Show.
Huh?
I said,
what'd
we're
say?
The new Art Bell show.
Did you ever get a chance to listen? He was he had his own radio show. It was called the Art Bell Show.
Oh, I heard of Art Bell.
You've heard of Art Bell?
Yeah. Is he one that passed away though last year? Was that Art?
I don't know.
That's on BBS. Yeah, right? BBS? Yeah.
He's from Pahrump, Nevada.
Well, they said he was at some airport and they was going to do some big story and some kind of weird thing happened and he had some kind of unusual heart attack and passed away. I could be wrong, but I think this happened last year. So
last year, huh? We haven't kept track of him. They're very possible.
Yeah, because they was messing with a lot of, you know, you can't fight. Like you say, you only get so involved, but when you go straight in, then you're in danger. You're in danger.
Yeah.
Because they're serious about, you know, how information comes out, you know, and they got all. And so the power is not down yet. So, like I say,
this is interesting because me and my son, Adrian, we had learned about some sacred geometry.
Oh, yeah, and I heard you talking about Dolores. I've been calling her show for 3 years, Dolores Cannon. I love her. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love Dolores. She's
good.
The main thing, the funny part is she looks like Adrian's mentor, the one who taught him how to read.
Yeah, I was wondering when y'all started doing readings on top of the hypnotism. I was curious. When did y'all start doing this work?
Well, right after we learned the hypnosis is when we had learned about doing the readings. Yeah.
What? So the guides came in and y'all like that? What?
No. Adrian met a lady by the name of Lita.
Uh-huh.
And she's the one who started him out on with his readings.
Is she a beautiful lady with dark black hair, Alita?
No. She's an older lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then that's not who I'm thinking of. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she just got, they met and that was the beginning?
That was the beginning.
All right. Well, thank you for not stopping. Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Adrian, if you got a caller, I'm going to be quiet.
Okay.
You got a caller?
No callers right now.
No callers. You're on open mic tonight.
Oh, you want me to stay on? If you get a caller, let me know. I don't mind talking to you.
We have time for you.
Oh, I love it. So
we have the time.
Because y'all made me laugh the other night about, that was when I asked you about helping me with that problem, and you said you already helped me.
I want to find out, did you get to talk to your friend? How did she feel about the work we did for her? I just wanted to get some feedback.
Which friend? What work? I'm confused.
You're talking about Kingdom.
Yeah, I heard her too. She made me such heavy energy on her.
Yeah.
I was sending her a lot of love and light. I must
be in a trance right now.
Why? I asked you about to help a friend.
No,
I didn't. No, I asked you to help me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, help me. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So you can you hear my plan in my head so that you know what I'm getting ready to do so that we can pull it off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is any fact already?
Well, the main thing is we're just going with the energy, you know, right now. You know, wherever we go, that's the main thing.
But in relationship to me, I'm working on something for the manifest this week. Do you see it coming?
I'm getting that, yes. It's coming.
Okay.
And what's it showing on the charts, Adrian?
It's on Wednesday.
50%.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you have 100% on your chart, Adrian?
I hope so.
Yeah, and your chart, is this a mental chart or is this a physical chart? A spiritual chart?
It's a spiritual.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pushing the meter up.
That's right where you want to be.
It went up. It just hit 90. Woo, gone now. make me laugh. Oh, I love it.
They make,
where do y'all live far apart from each other?
Laughing is good for the soul.
I love
laughing.
Y'all do the show there in town, in Salt Lake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there grandchildren?
Is there what?
Grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, I have two granddaughters.
I knew it. Yay, I was right. I was like, you had grandbabies. I was like, cool. Beautiful. Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you.
I saw that. I just was curious. I knew I was right, but I wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, my favorite gentleman, I was curious because is inner life circle the way you told me that my twin flame, is that an actual community? Can I find online to go peek